Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. Spring, 1933. To address the weary nation's growing concerns about the Great Depression, American President Franklin Delano Roosevelt takes to the airwaves. He delivers the first in a series of so-called fireside chats, informal radio talks intended to educate the people and soothe their mounting fears.
I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. A horse feathers. How's a man supposed to get any broadcasting done when his home's being strafed by aeroplanes?
All right, Franklin, I'm going out for the evening. Don't wait up.
Applesauce, woman, can't you see I'm sitting in front of a live microphone?
What?
I said my fireside chat is not an appropriate time to... There, good. Now, my fellow Americans, please bear with me as I bid my fair wife Eleanor good evening. Ah, now what?
Eleanor! Hey, Ellie!
Hello, Amelia.
Frank. Say, Ellie girl, you sure look spiffy. Are you ready to ditch this flat tire and come put on the Ritz with me in Charm City?
No!
Charm City? Why, that's the ironic nickname for Baltimore. That must be 40 miles from our stately Pennsylvania Avenue home. That would take at least 2 hours by luxury motor car.
We ain't taking no motor car. Come on, Ellie, let's amscray. So long, you executive sap.
Good night, Franklin. Don't wait up.
All right. Well, now that that's behind us, we can resume our...
Contact!
All right, America. My sincerest apologies for that. Now, where was I? Right. I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States.
Amelia, dear, are we really going to Baltimore?
That's the plan, Pally. But we can take this old crate anywhere you want to go.
Well, the thought is very appealing, but I'm not sure that Franklin would approve.
Let me ask you something, Dollface. Why do you waste your time with a four-eyed, two-wheeled, stuffed shirt like him?
Oh, Franklin's not so bad. We actually have quite a lot in common.
I guess that's to be expected when you marry your own cousin.
Fifth cousin.
All right, I'm setting her down. Hold on to your hat, sister.
We have provided the machinery to restore our financial system. It is...
Show me the way to go home.
It is up to you to support and make it work. It is... My God, Eleanor, you're drunk.
Oh, light it up, you old windbag.
Dear wife, might I remind you that we're still living under the auspices of Prohibition, and that the entire nation is still listening to my every word live on the radio.
Oh, you all just need to lighten up. Have a little fun! Just unstrap those puppies and let fly! Oh, there! Woo!
Good Lord, Eleanor, put those away!
Spring break! Woo!